This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the street in New York City, hitting people, terrifying people, and leaving some of them bloody and concussed and in the hospital, but nobody died, which is absolutely incredible. In the meantime, Sinead O'Connor dies at the age of 56. A lot of people talking about her music and the impact of her music and how she viewed herself and what she was proud of, because of course there were a lot of twists and turns in her personal life and things that she dealt with, but she was very respected by many musicians for her voice and for what she did in the music world. Hey everybody, Kate Delaney, just another day in paradise, although it's a little hot, and I know many of you are feeling the heat. You know, it doesn't do much to talk about it, but that's what everybody's talking about. So I've had more people say to me in the last couple of days, oh, you should be glad you're here and not in Texas like you were a year ago, because they are on fire in Texas. And it just depends on your point of view, what you're talking about as far as the heat. You know, when we differentiate between the desert heat, the heat in the city, the humidity. You know, we're splitting hairs sometimes here, people. We are definitely hot. We are definitely dealing with a lot of people are beating the heat by just staying in as much as possible. In mentioning Sinead O'Connor, one of the things that she said, she was quoted in a magazine article in March of 1991. I thought this was interesting. She said, I don't do anything in order to cause trouble. It just so happens that what I do naturally causes trouble. I'm proud to be a troublemaker. So she might have been a troublemaker, but like I already said, she was a respected musician, and she had an incredible, I think, a very incredible voice. And if you go to what I call the deep cuts and look at some of her music, you'll completely understand what I mean. People know the really, really popular song, Nothing Compares to You, which was a Prince song that she recorded. But it's some of the deeper things that, to me, when you listen, really, really stand out and show her incredible, incredible range. There's just no question about it. So in talking about the crane and New York, it's, picture this, it is rush hour. You're looking up, or maybe you're not looking up because you're in New York, or you're walking fast, or you're a tourist, you're trying to get to wherever you're trying to get to, because it was near Hudson Yards on 41st Street and 10th Avenue, right between there. And the blazing crane that caught on fire, I guess it was sparked by a hydraulic fluid leak. It was attached to a luxury 47-story apartment building under construction, and it had 16 tons of concrete it was carrying, and that smashed onto the street below. The possibility of 16 tons of concrete flying down and not completely smashing people, I mean, is just amazing. And people described it as, look, one of the towers was just kind of struck with wet cement and it wasn't seriously damaged, but looking at everything flying down, it was absolutely terrifying. The crane collapsed. It struck a glass skyscraper opposite of it. There were people staying in nearby hotels and apartment buildings. They were quickly evacuated. There were ambulances. There were people that were hurt. There were 200 firefighters that rushed to a nearby balcony and battled this fire, which was 500 feet above the Manhattan skyline in the morning at rush hour. So you can imagine. And if you see the photographs of it, you're like, man, you got to be kidding me. This is what they deal with. And this is what firefighters deal with on a daily basis, because so many of the buildings so high up. It was all about hiking the interest rates again to a 22-year high, a quarter of a percentage point. It's over 5, most likely, 5.5, if you're talking about the baseline interest rate range. So by that percentage climbing up, that's what it means. It's the 11th interest rate hike since March of 2022. Which is crazy to think about it. We had near zero interest rate at the beginning of last year. Wow! And this is where we're at now, like basically 5.5. And this is supposedly to battle back the flames of inflation. You know, inflation peaked at 9.1% last June, a 40-year high, that what led people to thinking we're going to have a recession, and a lot of economists talking about it. But price growth has fallen to 3% year over year as of last month, because you look at all of the pieces of the puzzle, my friends, consumer price data, all of that, and then you start to think about those hikes and what does that mean. So savings accounts, carrying a credit card balance, interest rate hikes drive up the cost of borrowing, because that's the whole idea. It's to curb inflation driving. It's spending, getting any kind of a car, any kind of an apartment. So it does have an impact on your wallet. It does have an impact for sure. What will we see happen? When will it come back down to earth? Probably in the beginning of next year. Not before then. That's not going to happen before then. It's going to happen. It's going to happen after that. So hang on tight for now. Hang on tight. Speaking of hanging on tight, Hunter Biden pleads not guilty after his plea deal in court was derailed. Prosecutors are saying no more charges are expected, but at the same time, a judge was saying, well, wait a second, this whole idea of this plea deal and these 2 years of taxes not being paid, and then it leads to another get out of jail card, so to speak, on other issues that he's being investigated for. The judge said, not so fast. We're not going to rubber stamp this. You have 30 days to come back and explain this deal better, basically. Basically, that's it in a nutshell. You know, the federal judge, the U.S. district judge, felt like in Wilmington, Delaware, felt like she was supposed to be a rubber stamp for the deal and said she wouldn't do that. And she said, I may just approve it, no problem, or not. I'm not saying that I won't, but I think because of the gun charge and all of that that was supposed to be diverted, because he was on drugs, so he shouldn't have had a gun, been able to buy a gun that's wrapped into this. The judge decided, let's wait and see. Let's wait and see. Come back to me in 30 days. So the drama continues 3 hours in that court. 3 hours. How did the U.S. women fare in their match with the Netherlands? We're doing the man cave thing, a.k.a. women are allowed to, next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
A lot of people in the crowd screaming that they are in New Zealand and Australia for the World Cup, which is happening right now. The women beat Vietnam this time around. It's a much more savage kind of match with the Netherlands. I'm not surprised. We knew they were going to be tougher, and they certainly were. A 1-1 draw with the Netherlands, and pretty lucky that that happened. Lindsey Horan and Rose Lavelle combined for the goal. What I think happened is Horan, who's a good player, and this happened in the second half of that game, what happened was there was some pushing and shoving that went on, and she could have been yellow carded. And with another player from the Netherlands, and it didn't happen. But getting upset that she was sort of tackled and nothing was called, she calmed down. But had that, you know, when you're fueled by that, had that anger in her mind, and she was the great equalizer. She salvaged a valuable point in Group E for the U.S. after going down in the 17th minute on a goal from a midfielder from the Netherlands. So she was able on a corner kick to boot one in with her head, and that ended up 1-1. So that's what they call, you know, when you look at it, the takeaway is she was fueled. She was fueled to make that goal, and it's big. Woohoo! So now the U.S. women go on to Portugal. That's Tuesday, next Tuesday. A lot of people are actually watching, and I think some of that is that American pride. They the U.S. women, if they win the World Cup, that would be three in a row, huge for the U.S. because they make history by doing that. But one match at a time, because some things don't feel like they're in sync to me, and some of them haven't played together that for very long, and maybe that's part of it. So the flow they had in the second half of the game, much different from what I think they had in the first part of that game. It was the tale of two different halves, for sure. How about Mr. Rodgers taking a pay cut? Aaron Rodgers reworked contract with the Jets, which will be on Hard Knocks. The Jets are this time around. He signed that contract where he voluntarily reduced his salary by about $35 million over the next two seasons. At 39, he signed a two-year $75 million contract that's fully guaranteed. So he's due to make close to $110 million in guarantees on his previous contract. And it's not unusual or uncommon, I guess, for players to take a large pay cut because of the flexibility it gives the organization they're with, and they need that for other players, and it's just significant to be able to do that. So now Rodgers and the Jets, we get a front row seat to them through Hard Knocks, and it's all about the training camp and getting ready for the season, as it is for every single other team, in figuring out who's got the right stuff, and maybe somebody that comes to camp suddenly makes it, one of those Cinderella-ish kinds of stories. And you never know. That certainly can happen. Absolutely, that can happen. What's interesting is some of the stories that come out. Like the Los Angeles Rams were approached by other teams about quarterback Matt Stafford in the offseason, but were unanimous in their agreements to keep him for at least another season. The Rams went through their first training camp practice at UC Irvine, and he's healthy, and they feel like there's been some consistency, and we'll see if that plays out during the games. But Stafford said physically he feels healthy compared to where he was at this point last year, so it's fun for him. He was able to get the work in that he wanted to get in coming into training camp. You never know, right? You never know. Major League Baseball, they say this is the dog days, and in some cases, it is the dog days. What is going on with the Rays? Their attendance, 27th in the league. But the team itself, 62 wins, although they were thrashed by the Marlins 7-1. And that wasn't the only team that was thrashed. There were some close games, but there were a few blowouts. The Blue Jays blew out the Dodgers 8-1. Yeah, it was a rout. To be sure. Some of the close games, the Phillies edged out the Orioles 6-4. Edmundo Sosa hit a tie-breaking solo homer to the opposite field with two outs. Late in the game, that made the difference in the seventh inning. And JT Realmuto, he knocked in two runs with an RBI double, and Bryce Harper added an insurance run. So they were having a good time with that. And the key thing here is they knew they had to put up runs to be able to get by the Orioles. And then you have the Red Sox beating the Major League leading Braves 5-3 for a two-game sweep. Yeah. It was Justin Turner that hit a go-ahead two-run double off the Green Monster in the seventh inning, being a big difference maker in that game. The Cubs and the White Sox, it's always fun because it's an inner-city rivalry. The Cubs beat their hometown rival team, the White Sox, 10-7. 10-7, a kind of a wild game. The Rangers and the Astros, another in the same state kind of rivalry thing, not even the same city. But Rangers beat the Astros for their 60th win, 13-5. Just a fun game to watch at the tail end of this. Giants had their way with the A's, probably one of the worst teams in baseball. The Giants pick up their 56th win. The A's are 28-76. Ooh, 28-76. Very few teams are split that way. So that's an interesting season for them, to say the least. The story that everybody's talking about in hoop is Bronny James and what's going to happen. Bronny James is the son of LeBron James, and he had a heart problem on the other day, on the beginning of the week, and there's been nonstop conversation about Bronny and is he going to be okay and what happens next after this cardiac arrest. And he's at USC, and he's going to be a big piece of USC, of the, what the Trojans are doing. So if you're the James family and they see what a good basketball player he is, and he is ranked high and kind of off the charts in some areas, do you keep the freshman off the floor because of this? Yeah, 'cause he's carved his own niche in basketball, because there's questions about his future. Or does he keep playing and it's, you know, it's one of those things that's not a good thing. He's 18 years old, but he wants to play. Do you constantly run the test, which of course they'll do that, but do you put him out there again, and when do you put him out there again? You think of DeMar Hamlin, the player from the Bills who was hit, didn't get up, and had cardiac arrest, who now is coming back to the Bills and is in training camp and wants to play. But Bronny was immediately tended to. He was rushed to the hospital in time to save his life. He's in stable condition, out of the woods, so to speak, as far as that's concerned. But a sudden cardiac arrest in young athletes is a very rare thing, from my understanding. It may happen more than you think, but it's still rare. And what are the reasons that it could have happened? Thankfully, he has his whole life in front of him. That's the good thing. But is there something else that's going on here? And, you know, he's in a position where he could blossom on the court, but just as easily playing basketball and living his dream. Would that be too costly? Think of the aspiration. So they're going to have to figure all of that out. And I think there's a lot of concern, but there's a lot of good vibes that are being sent his way. All right, stay with us. Some great authors coming up around the bend.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The UN may take a vote today on a more humanitarian aid for Gaza as the war between Hamas and Israel rages.
A vote set for Tuesday by the UN Security Council was delayed. Since Monday, there have been disagreements between key parties, including the U.S., over language surrounding aid monitoring and ending hostilities in the region. At the same time, the political leader of Hamas is reportedly in Cairo today to talk with Egyptian leaders about the Israeli hostages and a possible ceasefire. I'm Ryan Daniels.
The FBI says hundreds of fake bomb threats made against Jewish worship centers, community centers, and other facilities over the weekend likely originated from outside the U.S. The Anti-Defamation League says more than 400 U.S. Jewish facilities have received false bomb threats by email since Saturday. Dave Collins, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
He's an author, and it's interesting how he came upon what he's written about. It's really commentary. You got these footnotes you pull together for an incredible story. Two women, Ani Inchue and Ika Kise. Easy for me to say. He pronounces it much better, but really interesting, the story and pulling all the elements up together and what does it all mean. Henry, thanks so much for coming on.
I'm glad to be here.
Talk about, first of all, your teachings, because that led you to the book and that led you to putting together what you put together.
Well, yes, I've been teaching in Austin College, Sherman, Texas, since 1985. And my doctorate from the University of Wisconsin was on comparative world history, Africa and the Middle East. And Africa was the main focus. And my doctorate was on the Mpongwe people of Gabon, and Ani Inchue is an Mpongwe. And when missionary Robert Hamill Nassau and his sister gave Alan Lane and Scott in 1911 or 1909 or 1910 a book called Tales Out of School, they would not publish this one tale, which was two women, Ani Inchue and Ika Kise. And so when I found out about it, and it was tied to the courses I was teaching in African studies, I wanted to rapidly get it published, and the only way to do that was Lulu. And Lulu was great, did it in a couple of months, and I used it for the last 5 years of my African Studies course.
And what is it about these two women? Tell us about both of them.
Well, Anyuin Chue is from what is today Gabon, and the Mpongwe were coastal people. And her father brought her to the mission school that he had graduated from. He had problems at home, and he was afraid she was not getting what she needed, and he just kind of gave her to the school. And she grew up in it and graduated from it and started doing work for them and felt after a while that she was treated like, as she says, a slave, because she had no hours. She could be called any time, day or night, to do anything. And she felt very glum about it. And then she was raped by one of the male students that had graduated recently. And the missionaries didn't like that and excommunicated her. And up the Ogowe River down to the south, up to where Lamborghini is today, known for Albert Schweitzer, Dr. Nassau had just lost his wife in birth of Mary. And his sister Isabella was helpful for a while, but when she went back to the States for furlough, he was pretty desperate, and he knew about Anyuin Chue and asked her to come, paid her more money. I don't know the exact amount, but it was greatly increased. And there was certain, you know, gossip, of course, going around that Anyuin Chue was bright, young, beautiful. And it shows the division between the more progressive missionary and the more conservative. And the other missionaries started calling her Nassau's wife, which created problems.
Wow.
The other woman, Ekokise, is from where Equatorial Guinea is today. She was a Binga. And her father sent her about the same time, same age as Anyuin Chue was, you know, five in that general area, to a neighboring Binga clan. And as part of a payment for her to be the wife of one of the people there, and she didn't know that at first, but when she realized that and then was old enough to get married, he was very abusive. So she fled to the home of Isabella, the sister of Dr. Nassau, who was in that mission station at the time. And she was just desperate. So you see the contrast between mission saving a young woman from her own society and saving another one from what she felt was being a slave in a missionary compound.
Yeah, and there's so many things to that you look at in this, right? The economics, the religious aspects, the history of it all. Yeah.
Absolutely. It covers so many things. I would say it illustrates the timelessness between history, culture, religion, 19th century Gabon and Equatorial Guinea. And in both cases, Dr. Nassau got in trouble because in the case of Ekokise, the husband was angry that she had fled to the mission and demanded the mission give her back. And he decided the only way to solve the situation, and he talked to the husband, was to raise the dowry. And that's what he did. He rallied people around. He got... There's only $6, but everything else was in cloth and pans and, you know, things like that. He raised the dowry. And, of course, what happened was they didn't. People of the Binga people referred to this woman as Nassau's wife. So in both situations, he was in deep trouble, even though he thought he was saving them from their own problems. And he really did appreciate Anuenshwe. He says Anuenshwe saved his daughter's life. And wow. By the way, I called on that daughter, who was 80 years plus in Bayhead, New Jersey, in a retirement home around 1960.
Wow, what does she have to say?
Not a lot. She was, you know, knew what I was talking about and gave me a book and a photo of Anuenshwe. And, she was very impressed that I came and called on her. And I didn't realize that she was there until I was studying at Princeton Seminary and found out that Bayhead was where she was, and it's not that far.
Sure. Very interesting, though, to be able to do that. When people read the book, when they read this culmination, you know, pulling it all together, that because Tails out of school, it couldn't go anywhere, and now you've got this, what do you hope they take away?
Well, that Robert and Isabella, his sister, helped victims of colonialism and of mission and of their own cultures to become survivors, but at the cost of Robert Hamill Nassau's last missionary term, where the board didn't allow him to go back, which allowed him to write about it, and he wrote a lot of other books. I've also found out recently that Tales Out of School, which was supposed to contain two women, has been republished, but they didn't know about this. So I've written them and saying, you know, why don't you consider my book on two women as part of that, as it would have been in 1911 if they had accepted it.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. For you, was it a joy to pull this together? I would imagine, as much as you know and knew, it had to be arduous, the task itself.
Well, yeah, I was rushing because, as I mentioned earlier, I wanted to use it in my African studies course in conjunction with Kenue Chebe, the well-known Nigerian author who wrote Things to Fall Apart, which covered the Igbo response in Nigeria to English colonization during the same time period, plus English missionaries. So you had this comparison and contrast going on at the same time, and he refers to a Mr. Brown and a Mr. Smith, where one is conservative and the other is progressive. Of course, he doesn't mention Mrs. Brown or Mrs. Smith, which, along with two women, is part of why it's important in gender studies. And Achebe uses metaphorical characters like Mr. Brown or Mr. Smith, but the Nassaus have real people in actual situations with real descendants today.
Wow. And it goes so much deeper and so much of detail in what you've put into it. Where can people get the book?
Well, I was wondering that myself because Lulu, of course, is the publisher. My wife and I are the copyright people. But it's available, according to my research, in Google. Let's see. I have it listed here somewhere.
Well, you can Google it, and you can find out different avenues and places to pick it up. Yeah, that's what we would tell the listeners to do, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you, Henry, so much for coming on. So enlightening, interesting to hear their story, and I'll be curious to see what happens now as you pursue the people from Tales Out of School and if they can wrap it into the two women. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Is in our virtual green room here on Author's Corner as part of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. And we had such a great off-air conversation. He talked about a few things that really stuck in my mind, and this was weeks and weeks ago. You know, he talked about poetry therapy, and he is a poet. And he talked about well over 1,000 pieces of literature that's been published. And he talked about being an American history high school teacher. And he taught English, too, as well, to people who were learning English. Can you imagine? And he's like so many people. They get that diagnosis of cancer, and then what do you do? And so where do you turn? So his book is called The Usefulness of Hippopotamus, a humorous chap book for trying times. Vincent, thanks for coming on.
My pleasure. Thank you.
So you heard what I said there about your background. Let's talk about that. What was it about being a teacher? What drew you to teaching? Because that's part of, I think, what we feel in this book as we read your words.
Teaching gave me purpose. Teachers were good to me when I was growing up, and so I always wanted to be a teacher. I knew I was going to be a teacher when I was asked. I think I was 11 years old. My mother said, "What do you want to be when you grow up?" I said, "A teacher," and I became a teacher. And I loved every minute of it. It gave me purpose, and I never, but not one minute, did I regret my decision to go into teaching.
Yeah, you know, you think of all those years of doing that, and if you ever run into students or hear from students, it's always rewarding, isn't it, when it bounces back to you?
Oh, yes, and I do hear from students. Recently, a couple of years back, I was in China, and I hear, "Mr. Tomio, Mr. Tomio, Mr. Tomio, what are you doing here?" I said, "The same thing you're doing here, traveling." And it was one of my students,
So, yes, I do hear from students. Some of them, one student is now a friend after 30 years. His name is Spencer T. And, yes, I as I said, teaching was just a wonderful profession.
Yeah. I mentioned at the top, you get the diagnosis of cancer, and tell us what that was like. You had to deal with bladder cancer.
Well, cancer changes everything, but I was determined to think positive. I have a friend, she is into positive thinking, and she's been a great influence on me. And her name is Flo Levine, so she's kind of helped me in that regard. But I decided to think positive and to seek joy and merriment and good tidings, because I didn't want to get into a funk. So I decided I would do something about it. And I first, you know, I sat down and I thought of Fantasia and the dancing hippos, and I started laughing. And I wrote a poem about a hippo, and that evolved into my book, The Usefulness of Hippopotamus, A Humorous Chapbook for Trying Times, because I wanted to confront my difficulty with humor, because laughing is the best medicine. So, on that note, I would say, walk with me into a poem, sit within the space, sail into words. Like white water rapids.
Ooh, I love that. There was another one that you told me about that was great because it just made me laugh out loud. Charging the cell phone.
Oh, yes, I have a poem. Yes, charging the cell phone. I could read that to you.
Sure.
And it's very, I think, timely. But, okay. Charging the cell phone. My son visited me in the hospital. The whole time he was on his cell phone, I was on life support, struggling to breathe, survive. His phone was losing its charge, so he pulled the plug to charge his cell phone. Tomorrow, there will be a virtual funeral.
Oh, so many people can relate to that. Absolutely. And, you know, you talk about humor is medicine, and in rough times, humor helps us lighten up. It lessens physical and mental anxiety. And you really found that when you were dealing with the cancer, but even before that, right?
Oh, yes. I've always felt humor is very important. I remember in teaching, every once in a while, if a situation became difficult, I never got into confrontations, never backed any student into a corner. I usually used humor to kind of help a troubling time or a situation. But I wrote a poem about my cancer, and I'd like to read that to you.
Sure.
If I might. So, you had a bad day. I listened to people complaining about such mundane things. Cancer changed everything. Things I never noticed before taking on new importance. The rain is such a joy. Luckily, they don't know. Perhaps it is better that way. As a cool breeze fans the heat of the day, I learned a new lesson today.
Wow. You learned a new lesson today. I love it. So the book overall, talk about how you decided what you were putting in the book, the title, how you came up with the title, all of that.
Okay. I'll start with the title. As I said, I did not want to get into a funk, and I wanted to use humor. And the first thing that came to my mind was the dancing hippopotamus from Walt Disney. And I started to laugh. And so, hence the name, The Usefulness of Hippopotamus, A Humorous Chapbook for Trying Times. And then I sat down and I wrote a poem about a hippo. And that evolved into a chapbook after that. So, but I took everyday objects, things that might be just so mundane, and made them come alive. And So that's what I did.
Yeah, just like you're talking about the cell phone and the things that we observed with there you were in the hospital, but so many people have similar stories, not just in the hospital, but other conversations where they're not really having a conversation because of what's happening with someone that's got the cell phone. Again, the book is called The Usefulness of Hippopotamus, a humorous chapbook for trying times. What do you hope people walk away with when they pick up your book and they buy your book and read it? You know, it's a book where you can pick it up and just read a couple of pages of it, read a poem, and then put it back down.
I feel that when they want to experience some joy and cheerfulness, they could pick up the book and read a poem. And any of the poems have to do with things that that they too have experienced. I wrote a poem, if I may read this one, Things My Mother Would Say or Ask As I Got Older.
Sure.
You should always make sure your underwear is clean. You never know if you must go to the hospital. Did you meet someone yet? Are you dating? Are you eating enough? Why don't you talk to me? Nothing to say? Why don't you get along with your brothers? When the Fuller Brush Man comes, do not answer the phone. Do not answer the door. We have no money. When I am gone, you will be sorry. Are you dating? When will I have grandchildren? When I die, make sure I am buried with my slippers on. My feet are always cold. Did you eat? Do not tell your uncle you did not eat. Do not tell your uncle we have no money. Is everything okay? Will I see you married? Ma, please.
I bet you there's some questions others could insert in there, but some of those definitely could relate to anyone, even in their 20s, with some of what your mother's wisdom was, what she was asking you. I love the thing about the slippers, for sure. Oh, that cracked me up, because that's always the thing about, and then clean underwear, because what if you're in an accident or something happens? That's been around for a long time. So if people want to find out more about you, you have a website. Tell us your website.
Well, I have a blog. They could go to VincentJTomeo.com, all lowercase, and that will take them to my blog. But I also have a website, yes. So I guess they could just type in Vincent J. Tomeo Poetry or VincentJTomeo.com, and that will take them to my Facebook page.
This was just a great interview, and again, you can pick up the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. So thank you.
Well, thank you.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney. I am truly amazed by this audience. Many of you have been reaching out to me to ask more on what I call the No Drone Zone. How do you find out about the show or listen to podcasts or guests or even my books? So here we go. Go to katedelaneyradio.com for more on what's shaking in my orbit. To reach me, simply hit the contact tab and send an email. Behind the scenes photos, great video, travels, the dog. Yeah, that's Guinness. He is the mascot. Go to Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Kate Delaney fan page on Facebook. Or hit me up on Twitter at Kate S. Delaney. At Kate S. Delaney. For any of my books, including Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon simply is the easiest. Thanks for listening as we talk about what's happening in my backyard and yours and how it affects us. We throw in laughs, cheap movie reviews, the man cave, and authors with some interesting stories to tell. If you've already forgotten everything I've just said, just go to katedelaneyradio.com.